From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. At this point, there's almost no voter group in America that has not been courted by Barack Obama and John McCain. And that includes a group that traditionally votes overwhelmingly for the Democrats, Jews. They are particularly up for grabs in Florida, as NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Other than African Americans, Jewish voters have been among the most reliable parts of the Democratic electoral coalition.
For Jews, the 11th commandment is thou shalt vote Democratic, and that has not changed significantly since Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the president of the United States.
That's Democratic strategist Hank Shinecoff. What he says may be true, but in the past two elections, the Republicans have rattled the Democrats' lock on the Jewish vote. In 2000, George W. Bush got only 19% of the Jewish vote. In 2004, he got 24%. And in a tight election, little margins like that can make a big difference, especially in battleground states like Florida, where Jews are 5% of the electorate and turn out in high numbers.
Barack Obama and his campaign realized early on that they had a problem among Jewish voters.
Matt Brooks is the director of the Republican Jewish Coalition.
They have put together the most expensive, the most extensive, and the largest outreach effort that I have ever seen a presidential campaign ever undertake, with full-time staff people on the ground and actually spending campaign dollars to advertise into the Jewish community, because they realized that they can't take that constituency for granted anymore.
Obama had special problems with Jewish voters, who were hearing a lot about his church's affiliation with Louis Farrakhan, the false claim that he was a Muslim, and about his reliance on pro-Palestinian advisors, an under-the-radar message that somehow Obama was bad for the Jews. Mark Melman is a Democratic pollster.
On the internet and on the tom-toms and in the discussions in synagogue pews, there's been this tremendous effort to fan the flames of these doubts.
The Republican Jewish Coalition is focusing its advertising on Obama's own now famous promise to talk without preconditions with the leaders of Iran, a country that's promised to wipe Israel off the map. This ad features Obama's words and Hillary Clinton's response.
Irresponsible and frankly naive.
Hillary is right. The stakes are too high.
I would.
Concerned about Barack Obama's naive foreign policy? You should be.
Obama's been working hard to get the Jewish vote, and not just at the grassroots. He made a high-profile trip to Israel, and he and his surrogates have held countless events with Jewish leaders. In September, national polls showed Obama lagging behind past Democratic presidential candidates among Jews. But now, the latest Gallup poll shows Obama winning Jews nationally and in Florida by about 74% to 22%, exactly what John Kerry got in 2004. But Kerry didn't win Florida or the election, and Obama still has work to do.
This is with the bacon. That's a club. Do you want tuna sandwich along?
In Moe's Deli in suburban Miami, the huge warm pastrami sandwiches sail out of the kitchen, adorned with pickles as long as the plates. That's where we found David Mermelstein, a Holocaust survivor and a McCain supporter.
I know I could trust him with that, our security. We want to make sure that we wouldn't have another 9/11.
Mermelstein doesn't trust Obama, and he's heard things he doesn't like about Obama's friends.
The preacher, we know what he said about America, and the guy from Chicago that I think is either going to jail or is in jail. There's a lot of others.
For Jews here who say Israel is their number one priority, McCain has a lot of appeal. But Paul Glassman shares the feelings of many Jewish voters who were going to vote Republican until one thing changed their mind.
I probably would have voted for McCain if he hadn't picked Palin as his running mate.
Sandy Pooter is also voting for Obama, despite everything she's heard.
I thought about being a Muslim in the beginning, but I think I'd rather still have him. I'd rather take my chances. I think that McCain is a warmonger. I think we should be getting out of Iraq. I just think the whole thing is horrible.
The actual number of voters who, like Sandy Pooter, are willing to take their chances with Obama may well determine the outcome of the race in a swing state like Florida. Mara Liasson, NPR News.